Lawinenreport für Montag, den 1. Mai. Weekly bonded old snow and wet snow are to be critically assessed. This is the final hazard map for the winter 2022-23. Regular avalanche buildings with hazard maps will appear again from around the start of December, depending on the snow situation. Über 2600 Metern gilt mäßige Lawinengefahr, also Gefahrenstufe 2, darunter erhebliche Lawinengefahr, also Gefahrenstufe 3. Unter 2600 Metern erwartet uns ein Nassschneeproblem, dies in allen Expositionen. Des Weiteren, über 2600 Metern müssen wir auf ein Altschneeproblem achten. Vor allem in den Expositionen Nordwest über Nord bis Nordost. Wet avalanches can in some places be released, even by a single wintersport participant. This applies in all aspects below approximately 2600 Meter. Avalanches can also release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases, especially on steep north-facing slopes at high altitude. In isolated cases, 3 avalanches can be triggered in the weakly bonded old snow, in particular on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2600 Meter. 3 avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate deep layers and reach large size. On steep grassy slopes more gliding avalanches are possible. Und nun zur Schneedecke. The spring-like weather conditions gave rise to thorough wetting of the snowpack over a wide area, especially below approximately 2600 Meter. Outgoing long-wave radiation during the night will be severely restricted. Down to high altitude snow will fall in particular in the west. The snowpack remains weakly bonded. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on steep shady slopes. Wir finden Gefahrenmuster 10, Frühjahrssituation, Gefahrenmuster 4, kalt auf warm, warm auf kalt. Die Tendenz für Dienstag, den 2. Mai, lässt eine gleichbleibende Lawinengefahr erwarten. Tuesday, as a consequence of falling temperatures, the activity of wet avalanches will decrease. Down to high altitudes snow will fall. As a consequence of new snow and a moderate to strong northerly wind, mostly small wind slabs will form in high alpine regions. This applies especially on the main alpine ridge and to the south. Wir wünschen euch einen sicheren Tag.